Okay, Chizkuni Parshas Balak. So the Parsha starts off with Vayar Balak. Balak saw what Yisrael did La Amori. So what exactly did he see? So the Chizkuni says he didn't see anything. Seeing can sometimes mean being aware of, like V'chalam Roim Esakolos. So that can mean they heard the Kolos. Actually, that's the words he actually says. It's a Lashon of Shmia. They saw, but it really means they heard, like V'chalam Roim Esakolos, which he says is just another way of saying heard. Okay, but over there, back in Shmos, he said it means to be aware of. That's, you know, the simple shot over here, too. Heard, was aware of, that's Vayar Balak. Okay, now there's this interesting thing about Midian and Moav. So Moav is the one that's afraid. It says, next pasuk, Vayarga Moav in Pnei Am. Moav gets afraid of Klal Yisrael. Now, Balak is the king of Moav, and he's from Midian, and he's going to send to Bilam, who's in Midian. It's important to remember who's from where. Okay, Balak is from Midian, is king of Moav, and he's going to send to Bilam, who's from Midian, to help him out. So Balak and Bilam knew each other from Midian, like Rashi says, that Bilam told Balak he would eventually be king. So they knew each other back from Midian, but now Balak's in Moav, head of Moav, and Moav is the one who's afraid. Okay, so now, what are they so afraid of? So this is very interesting. He says they were afraid that he saw what they did to the Amori. Meaning what? Well, if you remember, Sichon had part of Moav in it, right? Sichon had conquered Moav, and that's what Rashi had said in the last parsha. Sichon had conquered parts of Moav, and that's why it was mutter for Klal Yisrael to attack them, even though parts of the Amori land was really Moavi land, and they're not supposed to start up with Ammon and Moav, but since Sichon had conquered it, they were allowed to attack it. Now, Moav doesn't know all this Torah, but what they saw is Klal Yisrael attacked something Moavi and didn't give it back. It's like after the war was over with Sichon, they did not return the land to Moav. Moav thought, uh-oh, I guess I'm not like Ammon, and they are going to attack me. So even though they wouldn't have, but Moav thought they would. So that's why they got afraid when they saw the part of Moav that Sichon owned was not returned. So they're all afraid. So Bilam sends these Sarim from Moav, and they take some from Midian, and they go to visit Bilam. Okay, now this is just interesting. It says, right, they're both going. Vayelchu Zikni Moav, Zikni Midian, Uksamim Biyadam. They're both going in a shlichus, some from Moav, some from Midian, to Bilam. And what does Bilam say to them? Vayomer Elohim, Linu Po Halayla Vashiv, Osiya Eschem Davar. Why don't you sleep here tonight? Kishai Daber Hashem Elai. I'll see what Hashem says. Vayeshu Sari Moav in Bilam. And the Sari Moav stick with Bilam. What happened to the Sari Midian? Where'd they go? Okay, so Rashi has his pshat. I guess we can mention it. Rashi says that the reason you don't hear about the Zikne Midian is because they left. Because since Bilam didn't say, right away I'm going, they knew that that was a sign, it's not going to work out. Okay, but the Chizkuni's pshat is Zikne Midian did not go anywhere. And it said they stayed, the Zikne Moav, the Sarim of Moav, stayed with Bilam because they had nowhere else to go. But the Zikne Midian, this is where they're from. They had plenty of friends. They had a place to stay. The people, very practical, the people from Moav had no place to stay. Right, the people from Moav had no place to stay, so they stayed with Bilam. But the people from Midian had friends there, so they didn't have to stay with Moav, with Bilam. Okay, very pasha pshat, practical pshat. Okay, so Hashem tells Bilam, don't curse them. Lo se'oras ha'am. Why not? So what does Hashem care if Bilam curses the Jews? This is a fundamental question. What did Hashem care if Bilam curses the Jews? Right? Hashem's Hashem. It doesn't matter to Hashem what anyone down on earth says. Hashem can control everything. So there's lots of pshatim here. But just the Chizkuni's pshat is because Hashem knew what would happen eventually with Baal Peor, and that Klal Yisrael would sin and there would be a magefa. Oh, Hashem didn't want anybody to think that it's because of Bilam's curse that the Jews got killed. So because of that, Hashem said, don't curse them. Not because it mattered to Hashem what Bilam said, but Hashem didn't want anybody to think that it was Bilam's curse that caused the magefa. Okay. Now, Bilam doesn't chop any of this. So he says, when the Sarim come the second time, in Pasuk Ketes, he says, Ve'eda ma Yosef Hashem diberi mi. I'll see what Hashem tells me. Now, what in the world? Why didn't Bilam think that Hashem, there was anything to talk about? So Bilam didn't chop what we just said, and he thought, if Hashem's telling me not to curse them, it must be that it's going to work. Because otherwise, why is he not letting me go? What does he care? It must be that if I say my curse, it's going to work. So I'm going to see what Hashem says. If I push myself, somehow I get in there, my klala will work. And then, of course, it says, when Hashem told him he could go, but then it says Hashem got angry that he went. So why did Hashem get angry? Because Bilam should have hopped. Obviously, Hashem was not happy about him going. He just said, if they called you for this thing, and Bilam should have understood, especially if you hold like Bilam was a high-level Navi, that Hashem didn't want him to go. It wasn't the Ratzon Hashem. Therefore, he shouldn't have gone. So Hashem was angry that he went. Also, he should have waited to hear what Hashem said, and Hashem didn't tell him what words to say. Meaning, just to be clear, the pasuk says, "V'achas hadavar asher adaber lecho sosa aset." Just the words that I'm going to tell you, you should say. And he didn't wait for those words. Hashem was angry that he left too fast. Okay, then we have the donkey. So bashes his leg in, right? Good. The story was he went in pasuk chavdal. It says, "Gader mizeh v'gader mizeh." So what are these two walls? So the Chizkuni brings from a Chazal, which is also brought in the Targum Yonasan, that this is the Gal. What were these two things? This was the Gal that Yaakov and Lavan Harami made, that they would not harm each other. Because Chazal tell us that Bilam was actually Lavan. So whether that means he was a Gilgal of him or it was the same person, I don't know. But it was, let's assume it's, I think it's simpler to understand it's a same neshama, just not the same person. But whatever it is, Chazal say Lavan was Bilam. So if Lavan was Bilam, so this was the galed, the matzeva that they meant, that they made, that to not pass each other lara, and Bilam was going that way lara, so therefore the donkey bashed his legs into these two walls, because that was like the witness that they wouldn't do it, so the witnesses were taking vengeance on him. We find many times that the thing that was said to be the witness is the one that does the piranus. Like if you don't do what you were supposed to do, then that witness that was there for the bris takes the vengeance, like we see in the Gemara in Tainus with the weasel in the well, the guy who was supposed to marry someone, and then they say the weasel in the well, you know that story with the weasel in the well, we're going to be Edim that the person marries someone, and then the weasel kills one kid, and the other kid falls down the well, that the Edim of the thing are always the one that gives the piranhas. Okay, now the next thing is super cool. It's in Pasuk Chavav. It says, Vayosef Malach Hashem Avor Vayamod B'makam Tzara Shein Derech L'Ntosyim In Ismal. The Malach stops him in a place where, stops the donkey in a place where there's no way to go right and left. Rashi says a very cryptic comment at the end of Pasuk Chavav. He says, Midrash Agada B'Tanchuma Ma'ra Lamed B'Shlosh Mekomas. Why did the angels see fit to stop in three places? Simani Avos Herahu. He showed him the simon of Avos. Now, if you read that Pasha without much thought, you just, okay, three places, three Avos. It was a hint to the Shlosh Avos. Okay. Listen to this. The Chizkuni quotes this Rashi and explains what he means. The Malach stopped the Ason, the donkey, in three places. In one place, first place, it says it went away, Batelech Basada. Now, when you go in a Sada, so he could go any way he wants, the donkey, plenty of room. Then the Malach stops him in a second place, B'mishal Akramim, and Gadar Mizeh V'Gadar Mizeh, and he smashes his leg into one side. So he turned, and there was one way to turn. Not anywhere you want, one way to turn. So that's the Batilchates Regel Bilam, Elakir, because he had one way to turn, and that was one way. And then the last place, it says there was no way to turn. Ein derech lentos yamin esmal. So the Chizkuni explains what Rashi means, or what that Agada means, is that first was the Schusses of Avram was going to stop them. But Avram was not mitasa shlema. Not all his kids followed in his way. Yishmael and Bnei Keturah turned out not good. So that was a problem. And therefore, it wasn't enough as of a zechus for Klal Yisrael, Avram's zechus. And therefore, the donkey was able to keep going on either right or left, because there were two things in the way, the Yishmael and the Bnei Keturah. Then you had Yitzchak, Schus of Yitzchak. So, but there was still a place to go because he had Esav, so there's one place to go. But Tilchatz El HaKir, there was still one place he could go to the Kir. And then when he went to the third place, there was no place for the donkey to turn. In Derech Natosi Minismal, that's connected Yaakov. Yaakov was Mitasa Shlema, all his kids fallen in his ways. So that was the biggest chus, and that stopped the donkey. Okay. Then we have that Bilam built 7 Mizbechos and brought 7 Elim. What is that about? Okay, so it's actually interesting. The Maral in the Siv Avoda, other places I believe as well, just says 7 is just a way of saying a lot. But the Chizkuni here understands it to mean specific. And the 7 Mizbechos were connected, the 7 Tzadikim, and who's that? Adam, Hevel, Noach, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Moshe. That is, until Moshe's time, there were 7. And the 7 Mizbechos were connected them, and he said his thing, he was Nasa Mishalo 7 times, and this was to save the Shiva Amimim. You get it? Not just Moab, this was to protect the Shiva Amimim. So according to that, what's going on here was not just Moab against Israel. This was Klal Yisrael against conquering Eretz Israel. This is against the whole Shiva Amim in this story. Okay. And it says, Vayelech Shefi. Bilam went there, Shefi. So the Chizkuni explains that means his leg was still broken. Shefi means messed up. Broken, but it was still, because he hated the Jews so much, he ran quickly, even though his leg was broken. Okay. And we know how that story ends. He ends up blessing Klal Yisrael, then he gives them the Eitzah of trying to get Benos Moav to sin with the Jews. Now, Bilam tells Balak, he gives him Eitzah, but the Pasuk doesn't say what he told him. We only find that out in the next parasha, what the Eitzah was, which is to get the Benos Moav to sin with the Jews. And the Torah doesn't tell us, it's not said Mefurish here, because it wasn't told to anyone Mefurish, meaning it was a secret Bilam told to Balak. And later on, we are told, of course, what it was. It was to get the Benos Moav to sin with the Jews. So, there are, as we know, unfortunately, some Yidden did sin. And so Hashem said, "Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, kachas kol Rashi am v'okasam laHashem neged Hashemesh v'yashon v'acharon af Hashem b'Yisrael." So you're supposed to put the Rashi ha'am neged Hashemesh, which pashut pshat means in front of everybody. The Rashi says, "Medrash Agada Hashemesh modi ha'ana nikbal." First, he brings the message that the sun would tell who was the sinners. But he says, that's how it would work. So the Anan would fold from this guy, and the sun would shine on him, so that's how people would know who sinned with the Benos Moab. Okay, so the Chizkuni asks a very pashat. Kash is, what cloud? The Anania covered were gone. Remember when Aaron died, the Ananiah covered went away. And we don't find, that wasn't that long ago, that was Parshas Chukas. We don't find that they came back already. So, what Anan? So he just leaves it as a kasha. So others say that it already returned, and the Gemara says it returned in the Schos of Moshe. That's one answer. This is not the Chizkuni. The Chizkuni leaves it as a question. Another answer, the Sifsei Chachamim says that there was a special Anan that came just for this. Or that the Anan, and this is interesting, it's really Sifsei Chachamim, not Chizkuni, but the Sifsei Chachamim says that all the Anani HaKovid went away except the one on top of them. The one that protected them from the sun did not go away. It also says that they didn't mal themselves in the midbar because the ruach, whichever ruach that was supposed to blow, the ruach tzfonis, didn't blow all those years. It's all those years. So it must have been that anan that was on top of them, that blocked that wind, it never went away. Okay. And then just lastly, it says when Zimri and Cusbi were doing their Avera, so it says what are they crying about? So we know it's Rashi's pshat because they forgot the halacha. And the Chizkuni says they were crying because Moshe was telling them you have to go kill the sinners, and they were crying because they'd have to kill their relatives. And Vayar Pinchas saw nobody was running to do mitzvah's Moshe. That's why he jumped to do the mitzvah. Okay, and that's the end of the parasha.